This past weekend, I drove to the city of Vermilion, where I frequently visit family, and my little granddaughter teaches me some new things she has learned recently. While there, I also traveled down memory lane in my thoughts. What warm thoughts overwhelmed me as I remembered the joys I experienced that last day in July during the bicentennial year. How can I ever forget that memorable year in the history of our country and all the celebrations in South Dakota too? There were tears of joy as I stood with my collegiate clan on that open airfield, and the music of the USD song resounded throughout the city. Family, friends, and the students I had taught in a class in gerontology shared the joy of achievement of my Grandma Day. After all the graduation ceremonies, we all celebrated with one big picnic in the park. Sweet memories. While in Vermilion, I spent some relaxing moments on the campus of my alma mater. This university has graduated many students from all parts of the world. It is widely known for its accreditation and is listed among the top universities in the nation. It has graduated men like Tom Brokaw, who never forgot the state where they received their education. What memories there are as one walks the campus and sees Old Main, the many buildings of learning, and that chapel steeple in the center of the campus. Many parents are helping their children get ready for school. I was simply amazed at how busy the shopping centers were this past weekend. After all those Christmas in July sales, it took no time for the advertisements to come out and inform us of the back-to-school values. The words values has become a buzzword, and also in the advertising world of school supplies. Walking the aisles, one is impressed with all these values, and it gives one a nostalgic feeling of going back to school to learn more with the grandchildren. We learn each day how much there is still to learn. My precious granddaughter in Texas is quite insightful and once said, "I think my grandma goes to school for her recreation." I am reminded of what W. Somerset Maugham once said. "It wasn't until quite late in life that I discovered how easy it is to say, I don't know." And so each day of my life is a learning experience, and thanks to those precious grandchildren, for they give me the energy to keep on keeping on in the school of learning. You will read these warm thoughts in August, and believe me, warm summer has arrived. May you find joy and excitement as you prepare for those good old school days and values that soon are here. A warm thought for the week. You are as young as your faith, your hope, your confidence. H.B. Van Velzer. Have a great week filled with warm and youthful thoughts. Warm thoughts from the little home on the prairie. Over a Cup of Tea by Luetta G. Werner, August 5th, 1993.